Yeah, Depeche Mode, just can't get enough, starting us off here at Classic Hits. Not quite as good as We're Gonna Stuff the Danes, the Breakfast Show version of
Not it. Even close to
not
that.
Not close, but I mean, you know, not bad, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, but I tell you, we didn't stuff the Danes. We got a draw with the Danes.
Hey.
We're gonna draw the Danes. We're gonna draw the Danes. Switzerland, well, battle us, but we bet Gibraltar at least. We're gonna draw the Danes. A much more realistic approach to the football genre of music.
Not nearly as euphoric, really, is it?
Not really.
But anyway, listen, welcome along. It is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim this morning. Lots of people on the go already. JP checking in from a wet and dreary kingdom. J.O. in the Mun. Have we established whether J.O.'s still in the Mun?
I haven't a clue. Why wouldn't he be?
Because didn't he go somewhere else for a while or something?
I don't know. What did he do?
There's something there. I'll to the bottom of it.
I don't know. I don't be following the old J.O. fella.
Dan 2.0 back in action as
go
well.
Go on, Dan 2.0.
Larabar!
Bill Hale, how you doing, Larabar? You don't know who you hurt, you disdained bard.
He's not happy, Larabar, with the old, as he refers to it, the old Melodian weather.
Oh, it is Melodian weather. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a pox, so it is.
Yeah.
It's not like a summer at all. Like, I woke up this morning, like, the days are still technically getting longer.
Yeah.
Until, what, another week or something like that, isn't it? Yeah, until the 24th.
Yeah, it's the 20th. Yeah, yeah.
And it was proper dark.
Yeah.
It's like, what the?
I was talking to somebody yesterday who was contemplating lighting their fire.
Oh, that's just someone being a shite. That's just someone, isn't it? That's just someone shite. Right? That's someone, you know what? There's always someone pushes too far. Yeah, it was freezing. You weren't freezing. I was. You weren't. It was never below 10 or 11 degrees.
I was freezing.
Lighting the fire in June.
I was freezing. I was sitting in the house and I was there shivering and all.
You weren't.
I remember that summer in Dublin when I had to light the fire.
Fire and all. Sitting in the corner, shivering me whole off. I should have put me jacket on too.
John and Sandy from all the gang in Manguard Plus Security. Morning to you. Sarah and Galway's checking in. Who have we got here? Margaret, of course, and Fermoy. Never misses it. And a beautiful, beautiful, what would you call it? Beautiful description of weather on the north side of Dublin this morning. Pissy
it is
here on the north side.
Very good description of what we're experiencing right now at this moment.
Well done, well done.
Yeah.
Look at that Elf Terry. It's been ages since we had a...
God, there must be something coming up, isn't there? What's he celebrating?
Oh, it's Fixtures Day.
Yeah, I see.
They're releasing the fixtures.
See?
My God.
Oh, there you go. Look at him. What? See the picture up there with E.T. in the basket?
Yeah.
Look at him. Tell you something,
that was probably, you know, his job is collecting dead animals.
Well, I don't know where he got that one.
Are you sure that's E.T., not just him on his rounds?
That's it, sorry. He found a live alien. He's not.
Anyway, good morning to you, folks. Yeah, it's another not great looking morning, it has to be said. I think in most parts of the country, it's a bit, to coin the phrase or borrow the phrase from that gentleman on the north side.
Pissy, pissy.
It's a bit pissy.
It is, yeah.
But anyway, we've loads going on, hopefully, to cheer you up. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008. Hips Don't Lie, Shakira, Wyclef Jean here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 14 minutes past 6 o'clock. It looks like you're about to eat your words there, Mr. Gallagher.
What you mean now?
Because there you are going on about people not lighting fires and it being June and everything. And there's Linda and Cove say, hi guys, I've been lighting a heat log and heating on for about 15 minutes.
What a weirdo.
And then, check this out, none other than Chainsaw Man. Morning, men. We had a fire on the go last night in County Limerick.
Ah, you're weirdos. Weirdos. You can't be doing... It's June. It's still not cold. Can't be lighting a fire now.
Tell you people, you know, if they need a bit of heat in their
bones. There is heat. Just heat in the air. Stick on, you're just walking around. You must be walking around the house in the nip, lighting fires.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing. But you can't be complaining about the cold.
Anyway, so there you go. People lighting fires and all, PJ Gallagher.
Right, madness.
Listen, birthdays for you, right? This is mad. There were so many of them today.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to hear the ones that I've left out?
Like
the ones I'm not even including.
Well, I'm going to want to do them.
All right, okay, well then I won't.
No, go on,
No. I'll tell you what, I'll tell you at the end who I left out, and then you can give out to me over leaving them out.
Oh, jeepers, look at this. He has a plan now. He has a plan to disappoint me greatly.
No, right, here we go. First birthday for you is this bloke.
The trick is always buy when you're strong. So he needs to buy players. You can't win anything with kids. You look at that line at Manchester United today, and Aston Villa at 2:15 when they get the team sheet. It's just going to give them a lift, and it'll happen every time he plays the kids. He's got to buy players, as simple as that.
One of the most famous sports quotes Although he didn't intend it to be.
No.
Ever.
Alan Hansen, yeah. Talk about eating your words, mister.
I mean, that haunted him for so long.
Of course
you can't win anything with kids.
Such a stupid thing to say about probably the greatest Manchester United team on the history of the world.
The class of 92 who went on to become a brand in themselves.
Ah, zap. I will say it was so disappointing as a United fan to watch the class of 92, essentially who they were in 99, pretty much more or less the same team, to watch them play against Bayern Munich just a week or two ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the best Manchester United performance we've seen in years.
I mean, Beckham looked like he could still do it.
Oh, my God. Beckham.
Spraying balls around the pitch.
He was doing crosses. That was my God.
There was a couple of them that would get into the current United side.
Beckham would walk into it.
And they're all in their 40s and 50s.
Unbelievable.
Yap Stam even.
Yap Stam was amazing, yeah. Still mentally competitive. Lifting lads over.
Yap Stam is still the best defender at the club.
And now Nicky Butt has as many goals in Old Trafford. And Solskjaer has as many goals in Old Trafford. As that feckin' Chilean halfwit, Sanchez. In this year. Yeah. I mean, that's absolutely outrageous.
And he's outrageous. On, what's he on, £500,000 a week?
Nicky Butt was thrown out, sent off to Newcastle or Everton when he was still brilliant.
They were the good old days. A glimpse into the past, eh?
Yeah, God. Of course, Alan Hansen would be delighted with himself now, wouldn't he? You win nothing. Because now they've done what he said. They've gone out and spent loads of money and they win feck all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you win nothing.
We're going to start being subjected to those jokes, you know, those jokes that they used to use for Liverpool about. Did you watch Liverpool? They were on the History Channel.
Yeah.
We're going to start getting all of those now.
It will, yeah, yeah. Oh, anyway. Jeepers. Now Alan Hansen's walking around going, you won nothing by spending money. You need kids.
You have to bring them
through the ranks.
You need to invest in the kids.
Yeah, feck you anyway. Big right. Glasgow. Wasn't he Rangers as well, was he?
Was he Rangers?
I don't know what he was. I like saying that because he's Liverpool. Anyway, so I'm going to say he's not a young man anymore.
Retired from his punditry on Match of the Day as well.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's like 64.
Yes, he is!
Oh, go on, Alan Hansen.
Well done.
Happy with that now. That's
great. We're going to stick with the football. And somebody you know, and I know you think highly of this lady, because you've spoken about her, I think you've met her and stuff, Stephanie Roach.
Oh, yeah, very lovely.
Irish footballer, now plays with, what's that French side she plays with now?
No, she plays in with Florentina in
Italy.
Italy, yeah.
Ah, right. I thought it was a French.
Not Fiorentina, it's Florentia. Florentia, that's where she plays now. Yeah.
Very good.
Now she seems like she's bang on. I've actually never met her.
Stephanie Roach, the one who was in with a shout of
the Puskas goal of the year.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's extraordinary.
That amazing picture of her going in there to the awards ceremony and Cristiano Ronaldo checking her out. Yeah. Checking her out. Keep your eyes to yourself, yeah. Yeah, dirty beggar, yeah. I'll tell you something, yeah. She's made
Have
a great
you met
name
her?
For herself. No, I never did.
Oh,
no.
I thought you met her.
No, never did, no. I would be against the idea, but I don't know. What I mean? It's an awful shame that the Women's World Cup is on and they're not at it. You know what I mean?
That Ireland aren't there.
When you see some of the teams that are. That Thailand team. I mean, there was 12-year-old boys playing on that team. You know what I mean?
The one that got beaten 13-0.
The one that got beaten 13-0 by the States. And you look, like, it's so much harder to get into it being from Europe,
yeah.
Because all the big superpowers are there, you know.
Yeah.
But jeepers almighty, when you have
it is a shame. It is, especially because it's getting proper coverage and everything. It would have been amazing.
It would have been great.
Were there.
It would have been great. Would have given us something to get behind.
Getting proper TV coverage.
And as they were saying yesterday, they were saying, "Oh, look, sure, that Thailand team were so bad that you know, if the Irish women played them, they'd have beat them like 9-0 themselves." Now, if the Irish lads, the seniors played them, they might have scraped out a 1-0 win.
I'd say only a draw.
But the women, at least they would have given us something to cheer about.
Right, so hold the Stephanie Roach.
Oh, she's 20. Oh,
I tell you something. I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna give it to you.
She's 30.
She is 30. Well done. Just to keep it nice.
I was gonna
tasty.
Say that anyway.
Oh, you were, because that's why you started by saying she's 20 and I stopped you.
She's 20 times 10. I was gonna say
200.
Right.
Right, okay. Let's see. Will I get the old dramatic music on the go? I suppose I'll have to, really, won't I?
I guess you will, yeah.
I'll have to get the old...
We're back at it now.
Yeah, because, we'll it is. It's the potential. I don't know what you're going to win, by the way. Have we decided that you are going to win something different?
Yeah, I'll choose it after I win it for you.
You'll choose it afterwards?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Here we go, right. We're up and running.
You want to see this machine, yeah. There you go.
There, we're finally back up and running.
The most suspense was getting the music working.
Somebody had to put money in.
A few coins into the old classic hit meter.
Right, here we go. Bring you back to your youth for this one. Ashley and Mary Kate Olsen.
Oh!
Do you remember them on the telly?
I do. They're very peculiar, aren't they?
Yeah.
Even as kids, they were peculiar.
Apparently, they're fashion designers now or something.
But they were like 11 years old. They looked like two women in their mid-30s.
Yeah.
Spoke like that as well. They're very peculiar people. One of them has had a very tragic sort of, you know, run of it. I don't want to be slagging around.
Really? Have they?
One of them's had a tough time now.
Right. Showbiz tough, or?
No, like she got, I think, I'm not sure if drugs involved, but she got very sick with eating disorders and all that sort of thing.
Right.
And the other one was like, you know, desperately disappointed because he's like, you're letting down the image. I mean, like, we're literally 15. We need to be grown up now. You know, they're, and I can't even remember the name of it. Oh, Sister. Was that? No, that wasn't
I think it was not just called Mary Kate and Ashley.
I don't know. All I know is I found them really creepy. They're like ghosts. Every time you saw them, you felt like you were being haunted. Like, they were two, like, Victorian-era weird children. I don't know what I should... Okay, I'm going to go stop slagging children. Yeah, that's the end of that. I'm going to say... They are twins, of course, aren't they?
Yeah, they are twins.
That'd be really bizarre if they weren't.
They're the same age. That's a head start.
That's a head start. I'm going... 38...
33.
Fuck that.
Right,
they look so much older. They looked older than that when they were in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, okay. What about if we go, you like your food? What about celebrity chef Doreena Allen?
Ah, go on, Doreena Allen.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, do you know what I'd love?
What? A sandwich.
I'd love to go down to that Palamalu and do a load of cooking courses.
You should.
Oh, I'd love that.
That'd be right.
Doreena Allen's place. I'd be down there, come on back with me humble jam or whatever you make.
Humble jam?
That's what I'd call it. Humble jam. Yeah. I think that's a great name for a jam.
Actually, do you know something? Surely somebody has invented a humble pie.
There is a humble pie, yeah.
What's in it?
Is it called humble
pie?
Why
are you squeaking over there?
Like every time I put my ears too close, I'm deaf.
Is there humble? What's in humble pie?
I don't know what's in. Oh no, hold on! That's a saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's what I meant. Somebody should actually create a humble pie.
Oh, I'd make a humble pie.
Excellent.
With humble jam.
With humble jam.
Yeah.
What's in humble
with
jam?
With crunched up ego what biscuit.
Broken ego biscuit.
Broken ego biscuit.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's all. Definitely making one of them.
Oh, I love it. Right, yeah. Doreena Allen. How old is she then?
With anxiety ice cream smeared across the top.
Served, and there'll be a little hover of poor self esteem will be just rising off.
Oh, lovely poor self esteem rising off. Oh, the smell of it. Jeepers, sounds gorgeous. Jim will be there. Here, give us that quickly. Now, Jim,
actually, I'm not worth it. I'm not worthy of it. Yeah, I couldn't eat that. That'd be too
gorgeous.
Nice for me.
No, couldn't eat that. It smells gorgeous. Give it to somebody more deserving. Somebody who's better at anxiety than I am.
Doreena Allen is
65.
71.
Fart.
Now I tell you, I was going to give you David Gray, the singer David Gray.
Oh,
he's great.
I love David Gray. He sounds like all the fellas on O'Connell Street.
Yeah,
doesn't he?
What do you mean?
Well, he doesn't. Like he sounds like them Dublin fellas who are looking for a few quid, don't he? You don't have a few. You're all please give us some change and all. He sounds a bit like that.
Yeah, there is a touch of that.
This year's love, he sounds exactly like that.
Yeah.
This year's love is better last. Because the euro, because the hostel rooms are filling fast.
Actually, yeah. No wonder we adopted him over here.
Yeah.
Because he's English or Welsh or something.
Welsh, I think he is. But he sounds exactly like that. Every time I hear him, I think it sounds like that fella.
And shoot, that album, that was a great album, that Ladder, White Ladder.
I can't listen to it anymore, though, because that's all I hear. It's
are
just
you
like, yeah, just lads
going. Give us any
lads
change.
Lots of girls, yeah.
All in
yeah.
Anyways. Yeah.
Would you run into the office and get us some cans? That's all I hear when I listen to him.
Right.
He's 48.
He's 51.
Fart.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, buddy, because this is it. This is the moment. This is when it's going to get proper dramatic, because I've saved the best to last.
All right.
I know you're a big fan of this bloke, a proper fan of this bloke, because today is the birthday of Tim, the Toolman Allen. And you've spoken about it many times. You used to love that show.
I have, and he was a cocaine man and all.
The voice.
He was up to no good, that fella.
Voice of Buzz.
Buzz Lightyear, of course.
Buzz Lightyear,
yeah.
In Toy Story, one of your favourites. It's all been leading to this, buddy.
Fuck it. And I'm having a rashes with ages. I'm going to take a wild stab at 57.
He is...
You're kidding.
66.
Ah, for the love. Why would you hardly be holding on like that for?
Yeah, David Bowie's Let's Dance here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Kylie Minogue on a night like this. Your Get Up and Go song on this Thursday, 13th of June. Thanks for waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Almost a quarter to seven. We've gotten to the bottom of it, PJ. Stefan, it says rear cross. I wonder if that meant to be red cross. But anyway, Stefan rear cross, as it says on the text there on the WhatsApp here.
Rear?
Knows what humble pie genuinely is.
Right, what is it?
And apparently it's made from animal offal.
Yeah.
Which are called the humbles.
Oh, that can feck right off. Oh, my God. Oh, no way. There's parts of an animal that should be left with the animal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe that's why they call it humble pies. That, like, maybe it's a punishment for, you know, when you have
that's
to...
That's all we have left, so you better sort of...
Oh, my God. Animal offal.
Even the word awful. Anything that sounds...
It's
that
too
sounds
close like, to the word awful.
It's exactly like... It's actually worse than the word awful.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's absolutely awful.
What a load of awful that is. People go, oh, you know what you mean. No, oh, God, no. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
No way.
That's
nothing as
that.
Disgusting as awful.
Awful is...
I actually feel a bit sick now thinking about that at this time of
awful...
The
What's
it's all his innards. It's your innards. It's your bits.
But what, like, not like kidney or...
No, they're disgusting. Yeah. But
do you know, like, kidney? As in steak and kidney or anything like that?
Jim, there was piss in there. Now, come on. Let's be serious. No.
Yeah, but in a steak and kidney pie, it's all right.
It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. It's outrageous.
And liver. Would you not eat liver?
When the pigs and the cows and all get drunk, it gets filtered through there. No. I don't like anything that's a filter for other crap. It shouldn't be eaten. Do you know what I mean?
Liver's meant to be very nutritious.
Is it? Yeah, so's arse. Would you eat arse? Would you? No, you wouldn't. No. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Right. And then you're going to eat the... I'd rather eat the offal than those bits, because at least it's normal before it gets to that. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? What's offal then?
All the food and all the bits and the peas and all the...
Like,
you know,
the colon. Or the large intestine.
Gee, this is a disgusting conversation. Disgusting conversation. God.
Right, I'll change the subject.
It's the bit that connects the, you know, the kidneys to the other bits and the liver to the other bits and the pancreas. And oh, my God.
Also,
I think I've just turned into a vegetarian again.
Also, Antonessa, I think, has been on. Or maybe it's Paddy. I think it might be Paddy, maybe, who's been on. To say that in relation to you and your objections to people, we had a couple of people who said they've lit the fire, even despite the fact that it's the middle of June, they've had to light the fire. You are condemning them.
Well, I just think it's June. It's not cold.
Paddy just pointed out that, Jim, for God's sake. PJ doesn't even put the heating on in the winter.
No, I don't. Yeah, I wear a jacket. Guess what's cheaper? Isn't that amazing? That people are slagging me for not spending money on things they don't need. Not a joke.
That's unbelievable.
Wrap yourself in a duvet. Just lie on the couch. Just, you know what I mean? Light a candle.
Light a candle?
Yeah.
Oh, my
candle
God.
Candle makes you feel warm just by looking at the naked flame. And there's people like, no, we better turn on the heating. I'll be on my own the gaff. What are we turning on the heating for?
To keep yourself warm.
Yeah, like, and probably 12 jackets hanging up outside. Ridiculous. Waste of money. Waste of money.
There you go. Anyway, listen, what have we got for you today on the old menu? It won't be awful anyway.
It won't be. Oh God, I actually genuinely feel a bit sick thinking about talking about that. And you were talking about scoffing kidneys and all.
I'm just saying that kidneys are a recognised steak and kidney, and liver is a thing.
I know it's a thing.
Yeah,
I know it's a thing.
I mean, a thing for eating. You know what I mean? People have liver.
People would.
And there's things like chicken liver pate and duck liver pate and all that as well.
Grant, go talk to Ted Bundy and all them. They think people are for eating. You know what I mean? Jeffrey Dahmer. That's what men are for eating. You bring them home and you eat them. No, I'm not into it. No, not into it.
And you kind of, you know, like you've been in far flung places in your time.
Have
where
you?
They'd eat unusual things or things that wouldn't necessarily be on the European diet. You know, you've been in Asian countries and stuff.
I have, yeah.
And then, surely you've eaten something on an equivalent level to eating kidney or liver or can't think of anything else. But
you know, that's literally as disgusting as it gets, no matter where you go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd rather eat, I don't know, snail or frog or whatever the heck. Actually, no, they're quite European.
I'd
actually
rather have a frog leg than whatever. What even animal did they take the kidneys out of? Oh, my God. Why'd they be having a slash and all? Storing up their wee-wee.
That's their bladder. That's their bladder.
It's not the kidneys. They're filtering their wee-wee then. Filtering it. All the old wee-wee dust and all left in it.
Wee-wee dust. You're seriously dehydrated, man, if you've got wee-wee dust.
Yeah.
If yours comes out in dust form.
I did a fart there yesterday. A bunch of dust came out the front. Oh, no, it's disgusting.
Wow. Right, I'll tell you what. Right,
so I actually feel sick. I can't believe I actually genuinely
offal's
feel sick.
Offal's off the menu then, right? So we'll take offal off the menu.
Oh, my God.
And instead, what will we give you? What can we do for you today? Well, I tell you, we're going to actually save you a bit of time today because apparently you're wasting your time, absolutely wasting your time doing things that you might not realise. I'm wasting your time.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I'm to tell you about that.
Tell you how you're wasting your time every day. I think most people will agree with it.
We're actually playing the Forever Young tune today. We'll give you details of that. Your chance to pick up tickets for the Forever Young Festival, 5th to the 7th of July. Also, of course, today, another chance for you to pick up that €150 all for one voucher with Skoda speed dating cycling event.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be giving you a chance to get in to win that. And the Breakfast Table quiz as well, still looking to beat that score of 13.
It's a big score.
Head off to that fabulous, brand spanking new hotel, the Marlin Hotel in the heart of Dublin. So all that's on the way. Top tune, In Excess, Mystify. Here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 13th of June, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thank you for doing that. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. And whatever you got planned today, hopefully it's going to be a good day. I know it's a bit weather-wise.
It's but crap is what it is.
Hopefully it'll be okay and hopefully you can avoid wasting your time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's where we're here to help.
Well, are we? Are we? Is there any getting away with wasting your time? It seems it may not be because people waste up to 2 hours a day on pointless tasks. And it's not the point, and don't even think this is enjoyable pointlessness. You know what I mean?
As in, you're not whiling away the hours just staring away off at into space or anything.
Or looking at Netflix or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just saying, maybe I'll just stay here even though I need to go to the toilet for another 10 minutes. You know, that sort of stuff.
it's not that.
You know that stuff you do on your own? I do that all the time. Gee, yeah. I'm forced to go to the toilet. Oh, what am I going to do about that? Oh, God.
Even when you're, like, I mean, everybody does that when they're in bed. Because nobody wants to get out of bed. They always do, I need to go.
But I do it no matter what.
I wonder would I fall back asleep or would I just, will I go now?
But yeah,
you do it when you're sitting up, do you? Watching the telly.
I just finished my dinner. I really need to go to the toilet. Oh, God. What'll I do? Do you know something? I'll have a lie down and I'll think about this. Oh, God, I'm bored to go to the toilet.
Right, so.
Jeepers, I better put something on the television because this is just very distracting now, how much I need to go to the toilet. You ever do that, though?
No, I
do. Do you ever? Yeah, look at your mic, does.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd actually just put off going to the loo.
Yeah, sometimes you're just, you've things to be doing. You know what I mean? Well, or things like, not to be doing is what I mean,
not
actually.
To be
yeah.
Right. So what then are the ways, the pointless ways?
So it's workplace related, of course.
Oh, right.
Right. So, you know, so 2 hours a day, right? Now, this adds up, though. It's some people, it says, waste up to 78 days a year on pointless tasks. 78 days.
In work.
A year in work. Wasted on crap, basically. Some pointless tasks are like filing paperwork that you shouldn't need to file. Filling out manual documents. These all seem like stuff you have to do, though, to be honest with you. That doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense. When it gets down to it, though, we've narrowed it down to 1, 2, 3, 4. I've narrowed it down to the 5 things.
Right.
Right. Daily things that add up that really, really feel completely pointless, right? Trying to make old or failing technology work. I introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, to Jim McCabe. I introduce you to Jim McCabe. Yeah,
that is my world.
This is Jim's world. Oh, yeah. This is all you hear from Jim, right? Oh, Jim. Oh, for God's sake. Oh, God. And he talks out loud about, right, if I try it this way, then if I put that there and that there, now that should. Oh, for the love of Jim. Oh, for God. That's Jim's life. That's Jim's whole life.
Yeah, it's my whole life from 6 to 10.
You did, yeah, yeah. And then after,
every morning.
I love when we're doing, like, you know, stuff, other things, like we're doing the podcast and all. Like, and he was there, still trying to stick the thing up to the wall there. Just gonna stick that there. Why won't that stick? Jeez, if we lick it, man, no, that's, oh, Jesus, this is. little has to be easier ways to live than just, you know, the way, this is what you hear from Jim.
So that's a biggie for people, is it? Trying to make technology
huge
work.
Huge thing. Yeah, huge. Oh. But like 26 to 30 minutes a day.
Right. So at least I'm not alone then.
Yeah, you're not alone. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Slightly exceptional in that I spent 4 hours doing it. But yeah, well, compared to the 26 minutes.
Pidge, would you stop? Would you give us a hand? Oh, that's pointless. Right, so attending pointless meetings. Now, we've all done that.
Yeah.
We've all done that.
That must be the number. Is that not the number one?
It isn't. The number one. I'm keeping the number one.
Oh, my God.
And it is the, yeah. Pointless meetings. Like, you know that. Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
We've all been at those meetings. Right. Well, I'm glad we have met for our daily spin around of euphemisms, right? So, as you know, we have to batten down the hatches.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to, you know...
Run it up the flagpole. Run it up the flagpole.
We have a full frontal approach on this now, right? Yeah. We want everybody giving 110%.
No downtime.
No downtime. As you can see here, I'm going to show you some statistics from a company that none of us work for. and this is what they're doing. You're like, oh, for the love of God.
Yeah.
Please,
I'm amazed meetings.
Please just let some equipment break so I can go back to that. Because this is tiresome. You know, yeah. So we've all been a part of that. Paperwork comes up again. I don't know, that's not really my own opinion.
It's kind of weird hearing even paperwork mentioned nowadays.
Yeah.
It's so hard to find paper
that's
in offices
true, yeah.
now. I mean, nobody... Like, you know, the days of faxes and...
Yeah,
all
yeah.
are gone and
email, I don't know, whatever.
Everything. It's kind of weird, that shit.
But I'm going to give you the number one now, right? Rather than... The other one is pointless processes. Like, you know, filling out forms for expenses and all that. Although I never found that to be pointless. Because at least you get something out of it.
I was just going to say.
You know what I mean?
There's absolutely no way that's pointless.
No. That's like, yeah, I mean...
If you're getting... Like, that's literally just writing down the amount of money you're going to get.
Oh, and you'll take them at a what? You know that way? Well, we're going to... You've driven from Cork to Dublin 4 times, right? That's 50 cents we can give you. Right, I'm taking it. I don't care if it takes me 3 hours to fill out the form, I'm taking it. So there you go. And then, so time-consuming, pointless conversation. Well, imagine the way you waste the time.
I gotta say, you faked that now. You've made that number one.
I haven't, smarty pants.
Conversation.
There's the statistics there. We waste at the very least, and I can tell you it's more than that for a lot of us, 34 minutes a day talking rubbish to people we'd rather not be talking to.
You're not talking about chit-chat stuff about the weather. You're talking about...
Just talking to people you'd rather not be talking to. Being polite to people that you shouldn't have to be polite to, you know?
Yeah.
All of that old crap and guffawla. All of that.
You're so, reveling in this.
What are you doing now? Well, I'm here, aren't I? Working. Oh, yes, I am, huh? What'd you do yesterday? Well, I went home. Yes, I was doing, yeah. Did you eat food? I love eating food. What time? Do you think it's going to rain for the rest of the week as well as the day?
I think I've heard you have that exact conversation in the kitchen here.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'd even know the person you had it with.
You would. Oh, my God. It happens. It's just this, the circle of... Jenna, you're not going to believe what he's after saying to me today. So I came in there yesterday. Now, here's a good one for you, right? About 25 years ago, I was working for an insurance firm.
Oh, Jesus.
Right? And one of them, right, yeah. This fella, right, he was always known for having a big hat, right? Unbelievable. Anyway, this day he didn't have his hat. So I says to him, where's your hat? Right?
Yeah, anyway, gripping.
Turns out, right, was never his hat at all. Anyway, do you want to know where he got it? No. Yeah, well, he got it, right? Yeah. Oh, my God.
By the way, Lennon Limerick is just
people can
out
torture you to death with these stories.
That you've said about, you know, you waste time being polite to people. He says, PG, you've never been polite in your life.
Well, I have.
To be fair, when somebody starts that thing with wait till I tell you.
Here, yeah.
That's straight away that you know you're in for.
Oh, my God.
Wait till I tell you what I was doing this weekend.
Oh,
and straight away.
God.
It's like,
I met
oh
a fella
God.
The other day, honestly. I met a fella, and he's a nice fella.
Yeah.
He is. And he starts going, Jesus, I'll tell you something. You know what happened maybe before, right?
Before?
I said, oh, Jesus, please don't tell me, please don't tell me, please don't tell me. Now, this is going back years. Oh, jeez, I could already feel the pain. So this fella, he owed me a few quid, right? Oh, Jesus. So we rang the superintendent, and I says, that superintendent has the same name as me. So I let on, I'm related to him. I already thought I wanted to die. So what happened then, right, was he rang the same superintendent again. Now, at this stage, this is the seventh time we've been back.
Wait a second. I didn't need to know. You didn't have to tell me all the story that he told you. I didn't need to know it.
I'm not even finished yet.
What? You just pointed out it was a pointless conversation in the first place.
I was just about to get to the last line, and he interrupted me. And the last line of the story is, anyway, I got it 2 weeks later.
Brilliant.
That was the end of the story.
Great.
Yeah, so there
thanks,
you go.
Thanks for that.
I'm just saying that the boring people, you know, it's always people they say, you know, people who are boring and will waste your time with endless amounts of unbearable chit-chat.
Yeah.
And everyone always says, ah, sure, they're harmless. That's what everyone says. Ah, sure, they're harmless. He'd burn the ears off you, right? But you're yeah. Isn't he harmless? No! Obviously not.
No, he's not.
34 minutes a day is not harmless. I've said this before, but you know those people that are so boring? It's as if when they start talking, this gas starts to seep out of them.
Yeah.
And you breathe it in, and you gradually start to fall asleep. You start to die. You're like, oh, God, stop talking. And they're like, can't even hear words anymore. Just, oh, God. Anyway,
there you go.
Terrible, yeah.
Anyway,
harmless.
As Tracy
stay away from the harmless. The harmless are harmful.
As Tracy in Galway points out, if you ever do bump into PJ Gallagher in your travels, don't bother with the chit-chat, okay? Just get straight to the point.
Yeah.
Here, yeah. PJ, selfie, now, gone, thanks.
Perfect, yeah, see out. You later. Nicest fella I ever met. We still don't talk sometimes. Ron Swanson said that, wasn't it?
Brilliant.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Listen, if on the other hand you are somebody who's quite, you know, quite looking forward to the idea of meeting somebody else, maybe with a view to a little more than just friendship, maybe love is on the horizon.
Oh, God, yeah. Maybe someone who understands you, someone who will live with you
and ignore
you for the rest of your life.
Anyway, listen, you know what this is all about because we've been running it all week. It's the Skoda Speed Dating Cycle event. It's happening in Avonree in Wicklow on the 29th of June. So the idea is if you're into cycling and you happen to be on the lookout for love, or whatever it might be. I suppose I suppose if it's a speed dating event, I assume people are going there with the hope of maybe forming a relationship.
Well, I guess so. That's a, yeah, people want to meet people.
Anyway, if you want to find out the exact details of the whole event, okay, there's a website called welovecycling.ie/speed-dating. And what we have for you is the chance for you to win tickets rather than kind of go along and, you know, take part yourself and pay in and all that. We have the chance for you to win tickets for the event, but also every day we're giving away a 150 euro one for all voucher.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
So just tell us about your previous dating experiences. Doesn't have to be bike related, obviously, that would be ludicrous.
Yeah.
It narrows the pool. But any sort of date you've had that went good or bad in the past and whether it ended well.
As long as it had a bit of a weirdness about it.
Some weirdness,
bizarre.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not like when went for coffee, went very well, now we're married. That's probably a bit too straightforward.
Exactly. Like, here's some of the ones that have won already this week, okay? For example, we had, remember Lisa? Who she went for a date and the guy said, do you want to come home and see my snake?
Yeah.
Which she thought was like a dirty
euphemism. Very peculiar. And turns out he did have...
It was a genuine snake. He also had lizards, tarantulas and various other weird creatures.
Yeah. And whatever that did to her, they're still together and delighted with each other.
Exactly. And then there was... remember yesterday's one was Sharon. She went for a date and your man brought his mother.
Yes!
Do you remember that?
That's so much weirder than a snake.
That one. And then there was, what else? There was somebody who met their husband 24 years ago. They'd been married for 18 years, but they went out one night. It was cold. They were waiting for a taxi. He did the gentlemanly thing, gave his jacket for her to throw around her shoulders. This is a Michelle, by the way, to throw around her shoulders. But her feet were freezing. So instead she sat on it, you know, tucked herself up and sat on the jacket. So that... That sort of stuff is what's won it so far, you know, each of the days this week. So if you think you've got a bizarre dating story, you want the chance to win tickets to this event, 29th of June, Avonree in Wicklow, the Skoda Speed Dating Cycle event, and you fancy picking up that 150 euro one for all voucher, then just get them into us on the old WhatsApp.
Get them into us, just 087-188-0008, send in your little stories there and we'll have we will. Mike will have a route through them because he loves small talk.
Great stuff. Lightning Seeds, Life O'Reilly. Lightning Seeds, of course, recent performers here. Dunleary Pier, just down the road from you, Mr. Gallagher.
What?
Lightning Seeds, we're on one of the gigs at Dunleary Pier over the June Bank Holiday weekend.
Was that them?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't know they sang that. I would have gone to that gig. Oh, it was probably
Brilliant.
The night I was there with Madness, was it?
Yeah,
I bet you it was.
It was Madness, the Lightning Seeds, and Something Happens.
Oh, for God's sake, I was there.
Yeah.
I was just Lightning Seeds. Who are they? I thought.
Right, listen, 18 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
God's sake.
As you may have seen already, okay, there's promos on the TV at the moment for PJ's next show, which is the big DIY challenge. Going to be starting actually just next week, I think it is.
It's Tuesday.
It starts screening.
Yeah, Tuesday.
So you'll be able to see it. And you'll be able to see PJ doing his thing around the country, visiting all these people, taking part in the big DIY challenge. And he's looking all sort of manly and all that sort of stuff in his... in his Snickers wear or whatever.
I'm just letting
it is.
You talk here because you're getting yourself in trouble and you don't even know. Go on,
no,
carry on.
I'm just saying. And it's, you know, there are different things that mark out manliness.
They are, there is, yeah.
And you have discovered what they are.
Yeah, and you, Jim, have put your foot in it, royally, looking at the traditional gender roles, huh? Men and
no,
DIY, is it?
I'm only just saying that it's you know, you in your sort of traditional manly gear.
Is it, yeah?
Well, that's what you're doing.
Jim McCabe has rightly put his foot in it according to the new way that men should be and the new things that make a man manly.
Yeah.
Oh, because I like you, Jim. Although I'm going to disassociate myself from here because I love when you get in trouble. I like you probably would have been the more traditional route. If anybody said, what makes a man a real man? What makes a man a real man? My list... probably shows my age.
Would have been slightly different.
Because this list that I have before me, this is definitely, I don't know what to make of this. Don't know what to make of this. Definitely not a list I imagine seeing. So apparently, some of them are quite normal. Well, they're all normal. Oh, jeez, here I am trying to stay out of trouble myself now. Oh, look, be feckless. This is not a list I was expecting to read, right? So basically, standing by your mates comes up there, of course. You know, not cheating on your partner is one of them traditional gentlemanly act of opening doors. But for both women and men, that was third.
Right. Oh, right, they've done both, isn't it? What's... Or you mean, is it what women think makes a man and what men thinks
no, it was a
makes
poll,
a man?
It was a poll done by the TV channel Quest, right?
So
it was,
right.
Okay, right. I'm going to say this, right? I'm putting it out there. I have a funny feeling more women answered the... poll than men.
Right.
I'm gonna put it
based
out.
Based on the answers.
Based on the answers, right? So, I'll give you the top 20's too much, isn't it? We'll get in trouble, but Jesus, yeah. Oh, Jimmy should see them.
Well, cherry pick. Don't give them all. Just cherry pick the ones you want.
Yeah, I'll just give you the top 10 and then we'll go we'll see what we have left after that, right? So you can discuss your emotions. Number 10. Right?
Right.
As
that
long as that emotion
man.
Is anger, I'm into it. Right? Of course we can discuss our rage. Look at that agent over there, he'll knock his head, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, but it's like, of course I'm messing here, but you can discuss your emotions, right? It's apparently one of those things. Number 9, top 10 things that make a man. Number 9, you can change a nappy.
Right.
Now, let's be honest, if I could change a nappy, there's something odd going on. I don't even have kids. What would I be doing changing
so
a nappy?
So it'd be like you'd have had to have done a special course for it.
I'd have had to have done a course in manliness, which one of those things would be changing a nappy. Number 8, you're not afraid to cry.
Oh, you're okay with that. You openly admitted on the radio yesterday that Toy Story 3, at the end, you were a blubbering mess.
Yeah, but there's a time and a place. That's all I'm saying. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jim has a great story about a fella at a funeral. And he started crying at a funeral.
At it was funeral. Actually at my dad's funeral.
Oh, at your dad's?
It was a friend of my dad's, and he started crying. And this other bloke, who was another friend of my dad's, turned around and said, here, none of that, right? Time and a place.
A time and a place. And a funeral, isn't it? Imagine you're not allowed to cry at the funeral. Hey, you, there's a time and a place. We're at a funeral here.
Ah, yeah.
Cheer up a bit. Such a mad story. You're look after yourself physically. Right,
okay. Yeah, well, we do that.
Yeah, okay, but judging by this list, that probably means detox teas or something like that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Number 6, you know when to keep your mouth shut.
Well, we failed dismally on that.
What is it someone's... What's that
We're
saying?
Always doing it.
A closed mouth gains no foot.
Yes.
Wise words indeed. So, you know what to give you... You are a 50-50 parent. Again, I'm literally not a parent, so...
Yeah, I feel this is a bit unfair on you.
I think it is,
the nappy and parenting thing left you with a distinct advantage.
And I also feel... I think more women took part in this poll than lads. You do a fair share of the housework. Oh, for God's sake, I do all... No, thankfully, I do 100%.
Well, there you go. You've gained one back.
I gained one back. I do 100%. You open doors for both sexes, but you're faithful to your partner, you're loyal to your friends. Those are the ones that were all...
Right,
at the start. It also says you don't get jealous. What? You don't ever get jealous.
That's madness.
How do you know you're Irish? How do you know you're Irish? A part of being Irish is, would you look at that arsehole? Look at his afternoon. What a tosser. Thinks he's great in his car, though. Driving around.
Because it's big and expensive what and a tosser. Lovely and all.
Hey, Bono, you bleeding dick. You know, that's part of being Irish is innate forward thinking jealousy.
Is that jealousy or just plain good old begrudgery?
I think it's kind of one and the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yourself, it says you get tipsy but never drunk.
Yeah, right.
Again, the Irish thing.
Again, pardon
me. It may not have been done here.
Again, you're tipsy. I wasn't drunk. I literally only had 8 points. You know what I mean? So then it says, what is it? You're well read. Well read. Does audiobooks count? I listen to audiobooks all the time.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Yeah.
Even if it's not reading.
Of course it is.
Do you know why I love audiobooks? I figured it out yesterday. Audiobooks is the only time where, as a grown adult, you can get someone to read you a story. You know, and I realised it. Yeah, it only dawned on me. Yes, like, this is why I love audiobooks.
Because you like people.
Because I go to bed and somebody reads me a story.
Robbie Williams, Millennium. Robbie Williams, one-time member of Take That, of course. And Take That was the answer to our hit bit. Take That, Could It Be Magic?
It was indeed, yeah. It's Could It Be Magic. We never want to put that together. But some man...
Pat Cunningham from
Pat,
Galway.
Of course, he put the clues together. It was the clue that did it for him. He worked it out super sleuth-wise and came to it and got €1,000 and a tenner.
Absolutely.
For the pleasure. Yeah.
So the hit bit was won. Take That, Could It Be Magic? Won by Pat Cunningham. €1,000 and a tenner, as PJ said, Pat Cunningham from Galway. And tomorrow on the show, Magic Mike will be joining us to reveal the brand new hit bit.
Good
so,
Lord.
Round about this time tomorrow, Magic Mike will be in and a brand new hit bit for you to play for from tomorrow onwards. In the meantime, after 8 o'clock, speaking of money, it doesn't always have to be about money, PJ, does it?
Apparently it's not about money at all. The secret to happiness is far away from money.
Really?
Yeah, well, I'm as surprised as you are, I'll be quite honest.
Yeah, I mean...
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Cardigans, my favourite game here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Jim, 10 past 8. Sorry, Jim, that could have been a Freudian slip there.
Yeah.
Anyway, 10 past 8. Of course, we mentioned that's a brand new hit bit. Magic Mike will be joining us tomorrow for the reveal of a brand new hit bit. It was won earlier in the week. Pat Cunningham from Galway picking up over $1,000 for identifying Take That and Could It Be Magic. So a brand new one tomorrow. But money... It's not the be-all and end-all, you know, not for happiness.
Apparently not.
So they say.
Apparently not.
We actually don't believe it, but
well,
this is the claim.
I'll run it by you and see what you think. So it's a Harvard professor, right, and he's done this study. His name is Dr. Sanjeev Chopra, a professor of medicine. Well, that straight away makes me think, what's he know about happiness? You know what I mean? Study of medicine isn't anything to do. Anyway, look.
Yeah, and the other thing is, if he's a professor of medicine... He's probably fairly well healed. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
He's probably got a few bob.
Yeah, he's got a few bob, yeah.
I mean, you know, professors tend to be paid quite well, don't they?
Well, sure, look, this is where these studies fall down. Now, he says, right, that if you were to win $20 million on the lottery, right?
Right.
And it gives you the life you've dreamed of. Well, that's fine. He says, that's grand for about a year. And then apparently anyone that wins the lottery and makes these huge windfalls, they go back to being just as happy as they were before the lottery win within after a year's time.
Really?
Yeah, apparently that's what he says. The studies show that people who win the lottery, they get a year of woo-hoo, yeah, bang, crash, wallop, whatever. And then after that year, they go back to the exact same level of happiness they were at before the lottery was won.
Even though now they're in
a bigger house
with a nicer car, having had nicer holidays and probably going to have nicer holidays.
And he says that's a load of nonsense.
It doesn't matter.
Load of old rubbish, says Dr.
Wow.
Sanjeev Chopra. He says there's four things that they've studied and that these are the remedies to a happy life. Number one, forgiveness. Right?
Forgiveness, yeah.
Dr. Sanjeev claims that the ability to forgive frees you from the burden of hate and other unhealthy emotions. He says these can have a big and negative effect on your happiness. And to learn to forgive will make you, well, at least 25% happier. So
right.
Because there's three more.
Right.
Right. He also
so forgiveness.
The joy of giving.
So that's worth 5 million.
Yeah, well, would be, essentially, yeah.
So we're comparing this, are we, to $20 million win on the lottery.
I'm sure he would say that's totally not what he wanted and what he intended. I'm sure he would.
But for our purposes, yes.
Giving. He believes that getting involved in charities, donating money to good causes is one of the most fulfilling things that people can do and therefore improve their happiness.
Right.
If I had 20 million, I'd give a lot more than if I had nothing.
Correct.
I'll tell you that much.
You could have a lot more.
If I had 20 million quid in the bank, I'd tell you something, I'd be a hell of a lot more charitable than I am now.
Yeah.
I'd also not be working, which would mean that my volunteerism would be gone up.
Yeah. Exactly. You'd be free to work for nothing.
I'd be working for nothing all over the place.
That's a good idea.
Mind you, not, you know. Not 40 hours a week. No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I'm not stupid.
Yeah,
I'll give you an hour here.
I'm not going to go mad. I'd also find it a lot easier to forgive someone if I had 20 million quid.
Yeah.
Like, say if I'm driving down the road and someone goes, yeah, you're in rubbish and everything you do is crap. And, you know, and you think, I'm working hard. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I find it hard to forgive. If I have 20 million quid, I go, well, obviously, a lot of people think that it's been worthwhile to them. I'd find forgiveness.
You could just go back and count your money.
I'd find forgiveness a lot easier with 20 million quid in the bank too. I'd also find gratitude a little easier to give, because that's third on the list, right? So during the talk, he says, there's a wonderful anonymous quote that he says, if you don't know the language of gratitude, you'll never be speaking on terms with happiness. If his suggestion is, if I won the lotto, I wouldn't be grateful.
Yeah, no,
for the fact that I wouldn't be
working. The mark there.
You know what I mean? If that's what his suggestion is.
Again, you'd be you'd be even more grateful if you won the lottery.
Now, I know he's writing about what he says, taking times to, you know, if you take time to think what you're grateful for rather than what you're
missing in your life.
Yeah.
What you have as opposed to what you wish you had.
Because, you know, there's nothing in life more pointless than going, how did he get one of them? What do you mean?
I do that every day.
Yeah, that's why you're always battering yourself, though, isn't it? You know what I mean? Because that's how there's literally the most pointless thing to do.
All of these so far are kind of well-worn tacks, really. Everybody says that, you know, it is, you know, gratitude, forgiveness. What's the other one you mentioned?
Forgiveness, giving, and gratitude.
Giving. You know, giving back and, you know, charitable stuff and doing stuff for others. They are, I mean, this is, you know. Trust me, that's out there big style in the old self-help world.
I think it all falls down on the last one, though. He says family and friends is the last one. He says Sanji believes that our friends and our family are key to our happiness. Yeah. Yes, he actually said that. He actually said friends and family are key to happiness.
It's amazing. There was like a fork in the road there. You were with him for a while.
I was with him.
You were with him for a while in your own unique way. Now you've just veered
off. I'm like, what a half-wit. And then look at this. Choose your friends wisely. This myth that we choose our friends and we don't choose our family. We don't choose our friends either. I have friends I'm worried sick about. I have friends I'm avoiding all the time. Nobody chooses their friends.
They've been foisted upon
you. Your friends are foisted. You're more dealing with your friends than anyone else. I've given friends money you'll never see again. My family wouldn't do that. You know what I mean? And it says celebrate everything small and good with them. Absolutely not. Everything. Celebrate everything with them. I want a minute's peace. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You can't meet a friend nowadays. They're not inviting you to some poxy event like a wedding or a birthday or a honeymoon or a stag. Are you joking me? And this is the key to happiness. Oh, I'm sure you'd be happy going to all these things if you 20 million quid in the bank, you Harvard professor knob. You'd have to conclude you're talking about. Unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Family and friends.
It's amazing how the traits of forgiveness and gratitude and giving went straight out the window on that last one.
They are excuse me, they did not, but they are reserved for strangers.
Guaranteed Irish from the Hothouse Flowers, giving it up. There you go. It's that song has kind of encapsulated PJ's relayed story of the secret to happiness. The four elements.
The apparent secret to happiness. The ingredients.
Giving it up, that's the forgiveness. Give up holding your grudges.
Yeah.
Sharing it out.
Yeah.
That's the charity.
The giving, the charitable element, I suppose.
Help who you can.
Yeah, I mean, no problem with that, yeah.
Yeah. And talk about it. That's the family and friends.
Yeah, no, I'll keep it to myself if you don't mind. You know what I mean? Or I'll talk about my family and friends to other people. Then I'll be happy about it, you know.
There you go.
There you go.
Listen, we've got a winner, by the way, for today for the Skoda Speed Dating Cycling Event prize that we have. As you know, this is happening on the 29th of June at Avonree in Wicklow. It's the Skoda Speed Dating Cycling Event. The idea is if you're into cycling, and you're on the lookout to maybe hook up with somebody, this is the event for you. welovecycling.ie/speed-dating is the event if you want to check it out for yourself. But what we wanted you to do, if you wanted to win with us, if you wanted to win tickets to the event and the €150 all for one voucher, was to give us your stories of your bizarre dates.
Okay? Yeah.
Unusual events that kind of happened during a date, whether it went well and, you know, you stayed together or whether it didn't.
Yeah, good or bad. Yeah, we wanted to hear about it. It just has to be sort of slightly unusual. And of course, we have £150 a day to give away. Yeah, so that's not bad.
Which is pretty cool. And Eddie in Dublin is our winner today. And it's one that I think you will enjoy.
Yeah.
PJ, I think you'll enjoy, because Eddie texted in to say that he brought a girl out on a date. It's a good few years ago, in fairness. Thought it'd be a good idea maybe to go to the cinema.
Excellent,
you know, it's always a good start.
It's never a bad idea.
And then he goes on to say, from the moment we met, until the moment she dropped me home, not a single word was spoken between the two of us.
Wow, I'd say they're married now, are they? Sounds like a perfect date. Wow, what a happy story.
PJ Gallagher feels that is meeting the woman of your dreams.
Has she got a sister or not? Do you have her phone number? Oh, that's that's an amazing story.
Eddie in Dublin, you've just won yourself a €150 all for one voucher and tickets to that Skoda Speed Dating Cycle event happening on the 29th of June in Avonrea in Wicklow.
Seems to me Eddie has won at life as well, Jim. That's what it seems to me.
Absolutely.
God.
We must find out. Can we go back to Eddie and find out if they're still together, if that worked out?
Yes.
PJ thinks it's like literally love at first.
Wait a minute.
Love at no word.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that there's some way that this could be deciphered as a bad news story? Because if you are, I don't know what you're on about.
How mad would that be?
That's gross. Some weird... God, he's such a pessimist, isn't he, Mike?
London Beat, I've been thinking about you here at Classic Hits. 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. If you're having a go at the breakfast table quiz, 087-188-0008. Just let Magic Mike know that you want to play and you could be lucky enough to get selected. Have a go. If you can beat that score of 13, it's a cracking stay at the Marlin Hotel. Two nights, brand spanking new hotel. That's what's up for grabs for you. If you can win on the breakfast table quiz this week. Big news story yesterday.
Big news story yesterday. You might have heard it. It was a train basically Galway to Dublin. And somebody gave birth to a baby on the train yesterday.
Yeah.
And they found the doctor that was there. It was one of those things you see in a movie. Let's be honest.
He was quite a young doctor, actually. Wasn't he? He was quite a young doctor.
I don't know his age. His name is Alan Devine. Yeah. It doesn't say his age here. That's unfortunate.
To be fair to him, I heard an interview with him. And to be fair to him, he gave all the credit, actually, to... there was, I think, two nurses and there was another lady involved.
Yeah.
Who apparently already had it all well under control. He just kind of said, look, I happen to be a doctor, is there anything I can do? And in fairness, he was very humble about it. It was very much the other people who did all the kind of important stuff.
He seems like a very humble character, in fairness, because he's talking about it all and he says, look, he was on the train. He said, I was terrified, to be honest, is what he said. So he was on the train, he saw this happen, he says, I probably shouldn't say it. He says, but I was trying to do what they say a duck in a pond does. He says, you know, I was sliding along cool looking, but underneath the legs are going like crazy. And it was a bit like that. He says, I'm a GP in training, so not currently working as one, and would be far removed, he says, from dealing with this kind of situation. He says, even his training... when he would have assisted with births, would have been in the hospital and totally surrounded by midwives and experienced people. And, you know, so this was so out of his element. He was just on a train looking at people going, I'm a doctor, but I wish I wasn't. You know, that kind of thing. But I have to say, it really is like a movie story. Someone goes into labour, a baby's on the way, people run. Is there a doctor on this train? Yes, there is. It's got everything it needs to be a movie.
Yeah.
And we don't do
that. Instead of snakes on a plane, it's baby on a train.
Babes on a train.
Babies on a train.
It's the Irish way of doing it.
What's happening? I don't know. We've got about 75 pregnant women.
Who's no problem. Them all? I'll deliver every single one of them. But now, Irish Rail or Inrad Air or whatever they're called these days, they've come forward and they've given 25 years free travel to the baby.
Right. Great.
I think that's brilliant.
Did they give anything to the people who brought it into the world?
25 years.
Did the nurses or the doctor or the mum get anything?
It doesn't say.
Unbelievable. Typical.
They might get a leap card or something like that, wouldn't they?
It's also know what it's like, Mike. It's a bit like this show. You know what I mean? One person gets all the star attention where everybody else does the work. And that one person gets all the accolades.
I'm going to harp back to what we were talking to. Do you remember we were talking about Dr. Sanjeev Chopra?
Oh, yeah.
And his recommendation that if you... Not even that. Never mind. Focus on what you have, not what other people have. You know what I mean?
Brilliant. So 25 years of free travel.
Only Jim McCabe can hear a story about someone delivering a baby on a train and go, well, why didn't he get a pass for 25 years?
I was thinking of the mother.
The mother.
And the nurses and the hard-working medical profession.
To be fair, I know what you mean. A baby doesn't need a ticket until it's like whatever. You know, he'd be 18. Right, before he's travelling anywhere, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a boy, right? It is a baby boy, is it? Oh, God, I hope I didn't get that wrong. But whenever the baby, it'll be 18 really before it starts using it.
Yeah.
So it's only six odd years of free travel. More than 25, isn't it?
Like a couple of years down the line, when they go to take a train, and somebody goes, oh, good to see you. free, fire ahead, absolutely, VIP, on you go.
Yeah.
And then says the mother, no, sorry, sorry, can't get on here.
Sorry, yeah. No, not for you. Another few years to get the old pension card, but not right now. No, no way. I know, yeah.
Wow, look, that's amazing. I know, I think, I have a feeling Matt and Lucan might be chancing his arm, but he maintains he was conceived on a train.
Ah, here. It was a girl. It was a baby girl. So we're I'm getting it all.
It
wrong.
Was a girl.
Yes, I can see.
Great story. Right.
That's very cheap.
I'm glad everybody kind of, you know, oh, everybody was healthy and all that sort of stuff.
Well, yeah, but everybody healthy. Have you ever
been?
Good.
Have you ever been on in any sort of transport situation, train, plane, whatever it might be, and there's been a drama?
I was on my way back from Killarney once, and a fella punched another fella in the face and knocked his tooth out. Yeah, that was a lot of drama. I think we were around Mallow. And this fella, he actually started shouting abuse at a nun.
Oh, here.
Yeah, and another fella just walked up, really casual. And he punched him straight in the mouth and his tooth fell out.
Oh, my God.
And we were all sitting there going, and it's amazing this sort of calmness that came over him. A couple of people stood up and just walked to different carriages, you know.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there going, yes, I wish I had my phone now, I could get some pictures of this. You know, and then we were all delayed for ages. I think, is there a Limerick junction or something like that? Well, the guards had to come and clear the whole thing out.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fierce dramatic, Jim. Fierce dramatic, yeah. Unbelievable.
You weren't tempted to get involved and, you know, do a bit of, right, calm down here. Here, what's going on? It wasn't any of that, no.
No, no, everybody was very drunk and it seemed like, you know, they were only harming each other. So I didn't see, you know, it kind of seemed like it was almost a bit of crack. If the poor old nun wasn't so upset, we'd all have been having a laugh at it.
Right.
But unfortunately, yeah. It ended that way, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot less messy now, in fairness, than having a baby on a train.
I suspect so.
You know, not nearly as much drama. Not a happy story now.
No.
You know, tooth gone and a head case arrested. But sure, what are you going to do?
Not quite the same as bringing new life into the world. You know, actually, the other thing is, were they moving? Do they stop the train when something like that happens? Or do they just rocket along?
Ah, no, you'd have to stop. I told you the story about me making the fireman. They're rocking along.
It'd just be an amazing scene, wouldn't it, if you were rocking along from where they were going to Galway. Galway to Dublin.
Yeah.
On the way.
Yeah.
And they were just, you know, speeding
Imagine
along.
The only case ever where the baby was delivered and he was fast asleep because he was rocked asleep in the mother's womb, the train. I told you that story about my friend, the fireman who delivered his first baby. And he was like...
First baby?
Well, no. He was called out
right.
to a house. And the woman, again, was left too late. And she was in the house. And he panicked. He'd never been doing this before. And he said to her, how long have you been pregnant? She was like, 9 months. And he was like, oh, and he got real nervous. He started panicking then. And he says, are you fully dilated? And she looked at him and says, ah, yeah, I'm over the bleeding moon.
Classic hits. The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize that there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next girl gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, so if you're looking for a place to sleep, drink, eat or work right in the heart of Dublin City, then you won't have to wait very long because in July, the all-new Marlin Hotel will open its doors, a 300-bedroom hotel. So whatever you're looking for, from compact luxury to high-end suites, you can tailor your stay to whatever you need. It's just opposite St. Stephen's Green car park, so you couldn't be in a more central location in Dublin. Self-service check-in kiosks if you're in a hurry, warm welcoming team members if you're not. You've got a 24-hour gym space, indoor garden, 1 gigabyte broadband services, all sorts of wonderful, wonderfulness. For you to enjoy.
And of course, Stephen's Green across the road, Grafton Street to your right. It's
right
in the heart of it. Right in the heart of it, so it is. Of course, it is a high score, 13 the score to beat, so we need 14 or more to go on. And let's face it, if that happens, can't see anyone toppling it. But Stephen in Limerick is going to have a go. How are you, Stephen?
How's it going, guys?
Not so bad. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to enjoy the weather there at the moment.
I was just going to say, is it miserable there too, yeah?
It's overcast.
Oh, right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's not exactly what you want in June, all the same, though, is it, Stephen?
No. I'm usually leaving certain junior service has good weather.
Exactly.
I know, yeah. This is like supposed
They've
to be
let us down.
Grossly unfair on the students and fair on the rest of us, is the way I like it.
That's the way it should be. Right, listen, Stephen, we're going to keep our fingers crossed. We've got 60 seconds to try and get you 14 correct answers or more and stick you into the lead going into our final day. So, you ready to do it?
In rock and roll, boys.
Best of luck, buddy. Here we go.
What are baby goats called?
Kids.
Yeah, what star sign is someone born in the beginning of June?
course.
Gemini, what does UFO stand for?
Unidentified flying object.
What is the hardest known natural material in the world?
Diamond.
Pharaoh is the title given to the rulers of what country?
Egypt.
What is the name given to the fat of a whale?
Blubber.
What Italian city is famous for its leaning tower?
Pisa.
How many years are there in the millennium?
1,000.
What is graphology?
Study of carbon.
It's handwriting. What colour are the Smurfs?
Blue.
What is the name of the trophy presented to the winners of the All-Ireland hurling title?
The Carty Cup.
Which bird symbolises peace?
Dove.
What is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Yeah, what is the centre of a hurricane called?
Oi.
Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
What is the name of Barbie's partner?
Ken.
What is the name of the blue forgetful fish in Finding Nemo?
Dory.
Which fictional character? Which fictional city is home to Batman?
Got him.
Yes!
Yeah. Did he do good?
Done.
Did he do good? He was flying.
Oh my God, good.
I ran out
fantastic.
Of... Fantastic. I ran out of steam
by the
there.
Looks of that, I mean, there was only two wrong along the way. So are you ready for this? Pin your ears back. Here we go.
Right, so.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Feeling you did good,
7,
Stephen.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Get out of it.
14. 15.
Get out of it.
16!
Oh my God, Stephen!
Get in there.
Woo! Stephen, you absolute holy fart. That's incredible.
Holy fart. That's the way you greet a champion, is it?
I may be lost for words. I may be lost for words. Stephen, that's incredible.
I mean, okay.
That's how you beat a motorcycle racist.
That's exactly. That's how you beat a motorcycle racist. That's how it's done. I know there is one day left for somebody to challenge that, but I tell you,
good luck.
Top in 16 would be a hard ask.
Good luck. It's only ever been done twice. We've only ever had 17 once before and 18 once before. So, Stephen, if I was you, I'd start packing me bag now, to be honest with you.
So, you could be on your way to the Marlin Hotel, brand spanking new right in the heart of Dublin. Stephen, well played. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, man. Bye bye.
See you, Stephen.
Bye bye.